Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
Going through a digital transformation is difficult no matter what your situation, but especially so if you're also going through a merger and acquisition at the same time. So today I want to talk about the 10 steps to a successful digital transformation as part of an overall M&A event. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients through their digital and business transformations. And mergers and acquisitions oftentimes entail digital transformations. And typically merger and acquisition events are one of two scenarios. One is a sort of a carve out where a private equity firm has bought part of an existing company or an existing parent company, and they want that company to now stand alone on its own. Or another company has acquired an entity from another company, and that new entity or that acquired entity is getting acquired with the acquiring company. So it's more of a merger and acquisition integration. So whether you're going through a M&A carve out or an M&A integration, there's 10 steps to making sure that your digital transformation is successful as part of that overall strategy. The first step to any sort of successful M&A digital transformation is to understand any sort of time sensitivities around your transformation. Most transformations have an aggressive timeline and a need or a want to be on time and successful and under budget and that sort of thing. But typically in an M&A environment, there is even more time and cost pressure. That could be because the private equity firm wants to maximize its return on investment so it can flip the company and go sell it to someone else. It could be because if you're a carve out, you have some sort of SLA or an existing agreement with the selling company to maintain the software for a certain amount of time. So whatever your time deadline is or your cost deadline as a result of the M&A strategy that you might be going through, it's important to fully recognize and understand what those time and cost sensitivities are so that you can set a goal and set a realistic scope of what you can accomplish during that timeline. I recently hosted an episode of my podcast on my YouTube channel, and if you haven't already subscribed or if you haven't already checked that out, I encourage you to check that out every week. We put out a new podcast that I host. In that podcast, in a recent episode, I talked to a client who's a CFO, and he was talking about how as part of their M&A carve-out, he had a year to stand up an entirely new back office, entirely new internal infrastructure as a result of carving out the company from the parent company as part of a PE strategy, private equity firm strategy. And he mentioned that nearly half of his time during the entire transformation was spent on planning for the deployment. And he talked about how it was so important for him to spend that time up front to really get a view of what needed to get done and have a clear strategy and ensure that everyone was heading in the same direction so that they could execute faster in order to achieve that 12-month deadline that they had to stand up their new back office functions. And the reason I bring up this example is because that's a very true phenomena for a lot of organizations where they end up feeling like because they're under some sort of time-sensitive timeline or because they're getting pressure from the PE firm or they have a limited time to get off the old system onto the new system, they feel like they have to rush and just start doing stuff. And it's important not to lose your head and not to lose sight of the strategy and the overall plan and the overall approach that you want to take as part of the transformation. And the time you spend up front preparing, planning out, getting your blueprint ready, defining your future state business processes, getting your change management strategy in place, getting your program management governance in place, all that stuff's gonna help you execute faster. So even if you are under time and budgetary pressure, which most of us are, it's important to make sure you carve out enough time for that initial upfront planning piece as well. Now, along those same lines of ensuring that you have a plan up front, one of the important change and strategic things that need to be done early on before you start implementing is ensuring that you've mapped out your strategic alignment internally. And there's a couple different dimensions of that. First of all, you want to define what the corporate strategy and objectives are and how this overall transformation aligns with that corporate strategy and objectives. And secondly, you also want to make sure that the overall direction and the plan and the strategy for the transformation is aligned with the executives and stakeholders and the private equity stakeholders within your organization. In other words, we want to make sure that the people that are influencing the overall transformation are all on the same page, and that that strategy and direction that they have in their heads is aligned with what it is we're trying to accomplish with the transformation overall, and ultimately with the overall business strategy. So we want to make sure we map our alignment and ensure that we have that alignment internally. And the more alignment we have, the more tailwind we have and the less headwind we have as we try to pursue our transformation efforts. It can be awfully tempting to forget about the current state and focus on the future state and what you want to be when you grow up, which is great, you do want to do that, but you can't get to where you want to go if you don't know where you're starting out. So it's really important to understand what is the current lay of the land, what are your current operations, where are your strengths and weaknesses operationally, what's your secret sauce? It's important to have that self-awareness of what your competitive advantage is, and especially if you're going through an M&A event, chances are that secret sauce is a big part of why you're involved in some sort of M&A event. So you want to make sure you've defined that stuff clearly up front. You also want to have a clear understanding and vision of what systems you have in place. Even if they're going to go away, you need to know what exact systems you have in place so that you can have a clear plan for how you're going to phase those systems out, which systems are going to go, which ones are going to stay, how you're going to integrate, how you're going to manage data and security and all those things that go into any sort of digital transformation. So before jumping ahead and just starting to build a new solution, don't forget to focus on your current state so that you can understand where the opportunities are, where the low-hanging fruit is, and how you can best move to that future state.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Now, once you have that clear understanding and that inventory and analysis of your current state, it's time to define that future state. What do we want our future operating model to look like? And this is really your opportunity to improve on things that aren't working well, to build on and leverage and augment the things you are doing well, and really look to ways that you can leverage technology to improve your way of doing business and providing that scalability and all the growth objectives you might have as a business. So defining that future state is very important. And one thing I would note is that you want to make sure that you do this even in advance of deploying technology or even designing and building the technology. The better idea you have and the better vision you have of what you want that future state operating model to look like, the smoother the implementation is going to go. Now, business processes are a very important part of any sort of transformation, as is technology, but arguably organizational design is even more important. And what I mean by this is your future state organization. What are you going to look like as an organization? How are you going to be structured? What are people's roles and responsibilities going to be? In most M&A events, whether you're integrating with another firm or whether you're carving out from a firm to become a standalone entity, typically that involves some pretty significant organizational changes from a pure strategy and organizational design and role and responsibility perspective. So you want to make sure you have a very clear vision of what is this organization going to look like? How are we going to be structured? So that ultimately those business processes and the technologies that we build for the transformation support the organization and vice versa. So we want to make sure all those pieces come together, the technology, the operations, and the organization. And the organizational piece, quite frankly, is the one piece that companies forget more often than the other pieces. Generally, organizations understand the need to define their operational model, to define their future state systems, and that sort of thing. But oftentimes they forget that a very important part of this transformation, especially in M&A types of situations, is that future state organizational model. Now, once you've addressed those people and process issues, you've gotten a good understanding of where you are today, where you want to head in the future, Now you can define what are those systems that are going to be the best fit for you. It may be a single ERP or enterprise resource planning system. It could be that you need functional point systems to handle different parts of your business, like CRM for sales or HCM for HR, or supply chain management, warehouse management, manufacturing, business intelligence. There's a lot of different technologies out there, and there's no one size fits all for any organization. So once you have that clear vision of where you're headed strategically, operationally, organizationally, then you can start to look at what technology is gonna best help us get there. And when doing this, it's really important to have an objective and independent agnostic partner that can help you through the process that has nothing to gain or lose by you choosing one solution or solutions over another. And that's something that our team at Third Stage can help you with as well. So once we know what the technology is and we know where we're headed, now we can define that overall transformation and transition or implementation plan. This is the plan that's gonna get us from where we are today and where we want to be in terms of technology, people, and processes. And there's a lot of different moving parts in defining this plan. One of the most obvious ones is the phasing strategy. How are we gonna phase technologies and new processes and new organizational changes? For some M&A situations, you don't have the luxury of being able to phase in different changes. You may have to stand this all up at once as part of a big bang. For larger organizations that are more complex and have multiple locations, operate in multiple countries, that may not be realistic and you may need more of a phasing approach. But whatever the answer is, you want to define what the right answer is for you and ensure that you have a solid plan and an execution plan that addresses all the people, process, and technology components that we've talked about here so far. So once we have the overall transformation plan in place, we want to make sure we have a clear change strategy. And technically, your change strategy should be part of your transformation strategy that we talked about in the previous step, but it's worth calling it out because so many organizations fail to invest enough time in their organizational change strategy. So the things you want to be thinking about here is how are we going to move to the new organizational design? If we're restructuring or reshuffling roles and responsibilities, moving people around, what does that transition plan look like? How are we going to do it? How are we going to work with HR? How are we going to work with unions if we're unionized? How is that going to happen? How is it going to be executed? We also have to think about even just day-to-day operational roles and responsibilities. How are we going to redefine people's jobs so they understand what those roles are and we ultimately, ideally, involve them in the decision-making around what those processes are going to look like? So those are just a couple examples of the things that we need to be doing as part of our, call it strategic organizational design. But we also need the more tactical execution of organizational strategies. So things like, you know, how are we going to train people on the new processes in the new system? How are we going to communicate the changes to them? The more basic blocking and tackling. But we can only do that stuff once we've defined the more strategic change side of it. But your overall change strategy should include all those things, and it should ultimately be baked into your overall transformation strategy. Now, hopefully, if you're involved with a private equity firm or there are financial types involved in this whole M&A transaction, whatever that may look like, hopefully they built some sort of business case. And in most cases, they typically have built a business case or an ROI analysis to justify the acquisition. And the good news is that you're in a better starting point in this situation than most organizations that aren't going through an M&A event, because typically they don't want to create a business case when they're just acquiring new technologies. So if you are going through an M&A event and you do have that business case, it's a great opportunity to take the ROI analysis and start to translate that into specific metrics and goals and objectives that you want to accomplish with this transformation. It also gives you a chance to really tie and align this overall transformation with the M&A activity or the M&A event to ensure that you're completely aligned and focused on whatever that end state is that's been defined by your PE firm or your new parent company or whatever the case may be. So making sure you have that business case that you can ultimately translate into a benefits realization plan is a key part of being successful, not just in the implementation, post-implementation, but also in the implementation itself from a project governance perspective. It's going to help immensely with making sure that any sort of business decisions or strategic decisions that are being made as part of the project are somehow aligned with achieving that ROI that's expected in the business case. So if you're looking for more information on how to make your transformation successful as part of your M&A strategy, I highly encourage you to check out some of the downloads I've included below. I've included a number of white papers and reports that will help you. One in particular is our 2021 Digital Transformation Report, which is sort of our annual Bible of what the industry looks like and what some of the trends are, our evaluation of different technologies in the marketplace, our independent ranking of technologies in the market, and also, more importantly, the best practices on what it takes to make your transformation successful. So I highly encourage you to check out that download. I've included links to that and other downloads below. So I hope you found this information useful, and I hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.